I'm about to put it away when I see something near the bottom about the fire at Spence 20 years ago, but it's too worn for me to read. It's just like my mother to save such a sordid article to add to her list of worries. No wonder she wouldn't send me to London. She was afraid I'd end up on the front page for something. Funny how the things I couldn't bear about her bring a pang to my chest now. A shriek comes from Felicity's sanctuary.
My ring! What have you done with my ring?
The gypsy scarves fly open. Anne backs out with the other girls bearing down on her, Felicity pointing a finger accusingly.
Where is it? Tell me this instant.
I don't have it. I didn't do anything.
Anne stumbles over her words, and suddenly I realize that part of her flatness, her control, must be an effort to keep from stuttering like this.
You didn't? Why don't I believe you?
Felicity's face is mocking and hateful.
I invite you to sit with us, and this is how you repay my kindness, by stealing the ring my father gave to me. I should have expected something like this from a girl like you.
We all know what like you means. Low class. Common. Plain, poor, and hopeless. You are what you're born, always and forever. That's the understanding. An imposing woman with a handsome face sweeps over to the girls.
What's going on?
She asks, stepping between Anne, who is cowering, and Felicity, who looks ready to roast Anne on a spit. Pippa goes wide-eyed as an ingenue in a bad play.
Oh, Miss Moore, Anne has stolen Felicity's sapphire ring.
Felicity thrusts out her ringless finger as further proof and attempts a mournful pout.
I had it earlier and noticed it was missing just after she came in.
It's hardly a convincing performance. The organ grinder's monkey is a better con artist. But there's no telling whether or not Miss Moore will be taken in by these two. After all, they have money and position, and Anne has none. It's amazing how often you can be right as long as you have those two things working in your favour. I'm ready for Miss Moore to straighten her spine and humiliate Anne in front of everyone by forcing her to admit her shame, and calling her all manner of horrible names as well. There's a certain type of spinster lady who takes her amusement by torturing others under the guise of setting a good example. But Miss Moore surprises me by not taking the bait.
All right, then. Let's have a look around on the floor. Perhaps it fell somewhere. Come on, everyone. Let's help Miss Worthington find her ring, shall we?
Anne stands looking down at her shoes, unable to move or speak, like she expects to be found guilty. I know I should feel pity for her, but I'm still a bit miffed over the way she abandoned me, and an uncharitable part of me thinks she deserves this for trusting them. The others move chairs and peer behind curtains in a half-hearted attempt to find the ring.
It's not here,
a girl with a pinched face announces in triumph moments later when the ring doesn't turn up. Miss Moore lets out a long sigh, chews at her bottom lip for a moment. When she speaks, her voice is soft but firm.
Miss Bradshaw, did you take the ring? If you admit it, the penalty will be less severe.
Anne's face has gone splotchy. The stutter returns.
No, mum. I didn't take it.
That's what happens when you let her class into a school like Spence. We'll all be victims of her jealousy.
Felicity gloats. The other girls nod. Sheep. I'm stuck in a boarding school filled with sheep.
That will be quite enough, Miss Worthington.
Miss Moore raises an eyebrow. Felicity glares back at her, places a hand on her hip.
That ring was given to me by my father for my 16th birthday. I'm sure he would be most unhappy to hear how it had come to be stolen and no one doing anything about it.
Miss Moore turns to Anne, reaches out a hand.
I'm sorry, Miss Bradshaw, but I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to let me see inside your knitting basket.
Thoroughly miserable, Anne hands over the knitting basket. And suddenly I know exactly what's going on, what's going to happen next. It's a prank, a vicious, nasty prank. Miss Moore will find the ring in there. The incident will be recorded on Anne's academic record, and what family would possibly hire a girl as a governess who'd been labelled a thief? The poor, stupid girl is just standing there, ready to accept her fate. Miss Moore pulls a dazzling blue sapphire from the basket, sad disappointment registering quickly in her eyes before she remembers herself and makes her face a mask of restraint and propriety.
Well, Miss Bradshaw, what do you have to say for yourself?
A mix of deep wretchedness and resignation pulls Anne's head and shoulders low. Pippa's mouth broadens into a smile, Felicity's a smirk as they exchange quick glances. I can't help wondering if this is Anne's punishment for talking to me earlier on the way to chapel. Is it a warning to me to watch my step?
We'd best go see Mrs. Nightwing.
Miss Moore takes Anne by the hand to see her executioner. What I should do is go back to the fire and read my book. Every bit of reason in me says I should keep quiet, blend in, side with the winning team. Some days my reason is no match for my temper. Anne, darling, I say, copying Pippa's chummy tone from earlier. Everyone seems surprised to hear me speak. No one more surprised than I am at the moment. Don't be modest. Tell Miss Moore the truth. Anne's huge eyes search mine for meaning. The truth? Yes, I say, hoping I can make this up as I go along. The truth? That Miss Worthington lost her ring tonight during Vespers. You found it and put it in your knitting basket for safekeeping. Why didn't she return it right away, then? Felicity steps forward, challenging me, her grey eyes inches from mine. Tricky, tricky. Make this good, Jem. She didn't want to embarrass you in front of everyone and make it obvious that you'd been careless with something so valuable, a gift from your father. So she was waiting for a private moment. You know how kind-hearted Anne is. A little perils of Lucy. A little smacking Felicity with her own petulant story about dear old Dad. All in all, not bad. Miss Moore appraises me. There's no telling whether she believes me or not.
Miss Bradshaw, is this true?
Come on, Anne. Play along. Fight back. Anne swallows hard, raises her chin to Miss Moore. Yes, it is. Good girl. I'm feeling pretty pleased with myself, until I lock eyes with Felicity, who is glaring at me with a mix of admiration and hatred. I've won this round, but I know that with girls like Felicity and Pippa, there will always be a next time.
I'm glad that's settled, Miss...
Miss Moore stares at me. Doyle, Gemma Doyle.
Well, Miss Gemma Doyle, it would seem that we are in your debt. I'm sure Miss Worthington would like to thank you both for retrieving her lost ring, wouldn't you?
For the second time tonight, Miss Moore surprises me, and I'm almost certain I see a satisfied smile pulling at the corners of her proper British mouth. She could have come forward sooner and not frightened us all so, Felicity says by way of thank you.
Grace, charm, and beauty, Miss Worthington,
Miss Moore admonishes, waving a finger disapprovingly. Felicity looks like a girl whose lollipop has just landed in the dirt. But then she's all smiles again, the bitterness gone, pushed down deep. It would seem that I am in your debt, Gemma, Felicity says. She's goading me by being so informal with my name when I haven't given her leave to do so. Not at all, Felicity, I volley back. This ring was a gift from my father, Admiral Worthington. Perhaps you've heard of him? Half the English-speaking world has heard of Admiral Worthington, a naval hero decorated by Queen Victoria herself.